speaking to you from the land reclamation or
the protected place.
The protected place. Can you introduce yourself?
I'm Vixen.
How long have you been here?
I've been here now probably just slightly 1 week after the raid.
Okay.
I set up camp here.
And what made you come here?
I've always shown support. I've always brought food during the time before the raid. And I've always, you know, shown support. Even though I couldn't physically be here, I always had support here, and my family's here. And I felt like it was just a good idea just to be here, just to show my daughter.
What did you want to show your daughter?
I want to show her to stand up for what we believe in, for one thing. That was one thing. And to be proud of who we are and not to be ashamed. That's the biggest thing, because I always grew up kind of, not so much when I was young, but in my teenager years and going to school, in high school in Caledonia here, and having to deal with some bit of racism, but it was also discouraged to be who you were. It was always just like, be like everybody else, assimilate. And that to me, that was wrong, and it took me a while to toughen up, I guess, and do what was right for me, my people, and now my daughter.
What effect has this land reclamation operation had on the community as a whole of Six Nations?
Some people, I think, are torn. They don't know what side to take, really. A lot of people on the reserve, from what I've seen and heard, a lot of people are against this. They think it makes the rest of them look bad. And little do they know, we're doing this for our future generations. We don't promote violence in any way. And the other half of the people, you know, they show support and everything like that. You know, they can't physically be here because they have prior obligations like work or family and stuff like that. But it's divided. I'll say maybe a small, I don't know, maybe half the reserves with us. And the other half isn't. There's a lot of people really against us too that want to see us out of here. But we can't change the way they think.
Mm-hmm. And you're still going to stand up for...
I'm still going to be here, no matter what. This is for the future generations. I know I will never see the benefit, or my generation will probably never see the benefit of what will come of this, but the future generations will.
How do you feel the mainstream media, how do you think they've treated the people of Six Nations, or the people at the protected place as a whole?
I think they're going to show on their media, on their news, what the people want to see. They want to paint a bad picture of us, because nobody likes Native people on the majority. They're in favor of people who are against us. And that's, it's shown time and time again, especially CH. They're showing stuff over, the same pictures over and over and over again of us being violent. But they don't ever show us when we're friendly, waving to people as they drive by front gate, or, you know, just even showing hospitality. Mm-hmm. And they want to paint a bad picture of us, and frankly, I'm sick of it. It just keeps getting worse and worse, and like half the shit that they show on TV, I've been there, and that's not the way it happened. I was there to see it from my own two eyes. I'm a pretty honest person. I'll accept bad things, you know, the way things happen, I accept it. And the picture they paint, it doesn't happen that way. But yet, that's the way they say it happens, and everybody's gonna believe them anyways. Because that's on the media, that's on TV, they're going to believe what they see.
How long do you feel that you're going to be here? Do you see any sort of resolution coming in the near future? Or do you think that people are going to have to be here protecting and patrolling the land for a long time?
As far as history goes on land claims or reclamations, or even just the government dealing with issues like this. We're going to be here for a long time because they really drag their feet. It's almost like they try to outweigh us or outfox us, you know, and it's
tire you guys
that's one way that we've lost a lot of things was people just gave up. People got tired, nothing was happening, and there was a few battles lost that way, especially with the Red Hill Creek. That was, everybody just got tired. It just dwindled to nothing. Like personally, I'm going to be here till the end. I'm going to see it out to the end. I'm diehard that way. So like, this isn't for me. This is a sacrifice that I'm making, for my daughter. And like, I do have my own business and I'm sacrificing that. But I think, you know, money comes, money goes. There's just some things more important than money, period.
Based on you having gone to school and experiencing racism, as you said that you did, in Caledonia, do you think that it's the majority of people in Caledonia, or do you think that perhaps it's a loud minority of people?
I believe that the original people that's lived in Caledonia the majority of their life know us, we're friends with them, we live there, we've married them. We have families with them. They understand, they've kept quiet. They know our fight with the government. It's the new people that's moved into Caledonia that have the problem with us. Say, it's very, probably a small amount of Caledonians. Caledonian has grown a lot in 10 years. It has probably tripled in size as to what it was before. With the new surveys going in and people moving in, it's a sleeper town to Hamilton. And other places as well. It's just a sleeper town. We're not supporting Caledonia anymore because they're showing their true colors, you know. But our safety, you know, it's, I guess, for their safety, but we just don't want to go there. We don't want to deal with what they have to say with us. Why should we? We'll take our business elsewhere.
And for the people on the res that are supporting this, and for the people here that have been here, what effect do you think that has had on Ongahowe pride?
I think the majority of us, a lot of the people that were finding themselves here, it's helped them a lot. It's helped me a lot. It's made me a stronger person by being here and dealing with all the things that the Caledonians are saying. You know, having to deal with the racist remarks and them throwing things at us, whereas, you know, we've never done that to them. It makes people proud for us to actually be standing up for our rights and who we are, and that it's the fight is for our future generations and it's not just for us.
If you had a few words that you could say to, let's say, the bunch of them, Henko Industries, Indian Affairs, and racists in Caledonia, what would you say? As a woman who's been here and who set up a camp, as a single mother, as an Ongahowe person from the res, what would you say to them?
Deal with it. We're staying here. We're not going anywhere. No matter how much they try to get rid of us, we're not going anywhere. We are the original people of this land, and they're just going to have to accept that.
Thank you very much for speaking with us today.
You're welcome.